All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, yesterday saw the Minnesota Golden Gophers get their guy as PJ Fleck would be announced as their new head football coach. Fleck takes over a Minnesota program that is looking to get back on track. Of course, there was the controversial departure of former head football coach Tracy Clays after he made some comments in regards to the school's decision to suspend 10 Golden Gopher football players, which led to the potential boycott of the team's Holiday Bowl game last month. And because of that, there were a lot of people up in arms about his comments, and thus the school decided to move on from him. Now, what Minnesota gets in PJ Fleck is going to be very amazing for not only them, but the Big Ten Conference as a whole. Now, prior to becoming the head football coach at Western Michigan, Fleck was really able to hone his craft once upon a time at the Ohio State University under former head coach Jim Tressel, then at Rutgers and with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Greg Schiano, and then at Northern Illinois, his alma mater, under Jerry Kill, who was the former head coach at the University of Minnesota. And in 4 years as the head football coach at Western Michigan, Fleck really got things going. He took over a program that went 1-11 in his first year. And this past season, Western Michigan went 13-1, which led to them not only winning the MAC conference, but also their first Cotton Bowl appearance. And in that game, Western Michigan clashed with the Wisconsin Badgers, and they were right there with the Badgers for the entire way as they only lost by 8 points. And you look at Fleck this past season, Western Michigan went 13-0 in the regular season, and they had three games against Big Ten opponents, three teams that he is going to face in the Big Ten West every year. He secured road victories over both Northwestern and Illinois. And then, of course, like I said, the Cotton Bowl earlier this week against the Wisconsin Badgers. But you look at a guy in Fleck, he's going to be a tireless worker for this Minnesota program. He wants to change the culture, and he wants to make people, players, alumni, and everybody involved trust him and trust the process that is going on around this team. And I think this is going to be a big time hit for the University of Minnesota and Fleck. Of course, there were several job openings in the past few weeks around the college football scene, and I always felt that he was going to take the right job in the Big Ten Conference. He's a native of the state of Illinois. A lot of the players that he got from to go to Western Michigan were from that region as well, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him and for the University of Minnesota. And now you look at this Big Ten West, and I tell you like this, wow, you have PJ Fleck at Minnesota. You still have Kurt Ferentz, who is the elder statesman at Iowa. You have Mike Riley at Nebraska. You have Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern. Lovie Smith at Illinois. Jeff Brohm, who just left Western Kentucky to take the Purdue job. And then, of course, Paul Christ at Wisconsin. And I tell you, this is just the Western Division right here, and it is stacked with quality coaches. And the same can be said about the Eastern Division. And the Big Ten wants to go out there and poke out its chest as being one of the premier, if not the premier, conferences in all of college football. Granted, that wasn't the case in bowl season, but if you want to do that, you want to have the top tier coaches, and around this conference, for the most part, that can be said. And Minnesota was able to hold their own this past season in the Big Ten West. They went 5-4. They fell two games short of winning the Big Ten West. But I guarantee you, Fleck is going to push those other six schools in that division, not only for recruits, but at the same time to win it. You look at a guy, like I said before, he's a tireless worker. We saw his attitude. We saw his energy this season with the Western Michigan Broncos. And of course, their theme was rowing the boat. And he got that entire community in Kalamazoo, Michigan around him. and believing in Western Michigan football. And I think that's what he's going to do with Minnesota. I think right here, this is a coup for recruiting for the Golden Gophers. I know that there were issues as far as season ticket sales declining this season, but a lot of that was due to the fact that the prices overall were raised. But granted, if the prices were raised again, I think people are going to come out and support this program because PJ Fleck, he's a young guy and he gives them a big time breath of fresh air. So I think things are really on the up and up for Minnesota right now as they are seeking to just change the culture. This is a program that has not won a conference title since 1967, and they have not won the Big Ten outright since 1941. So it just gives you an idea of what he is facing right now. But I tell you, the sky is the limit heading into 2017 and beyond for PJ Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the playoff action from this weekend in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.